Random House Audio presents The Oil Kings, How the U.S., Iran, and Saudi Arabia Changed the Balance of Power in the Middle East, by Andrew Scott Cooper, read for you by Rob Shapiro. Introduction. Why should I plant a tree whose bitter root will only serve to nourish poison fruit? Abul Qasim Ferdowsi, The Persian Book of Kings. On November 25, 2006, U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney flew to Riyadh for talks with King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia, the elderly autocrat whose desert kingdom is home to one-fifth of the world's proven oil reserves and is the largest producer within OPEC, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, the oil producers' cartel. The king was evidently in need of reassurance from his American allies. Earlier in the month, the U.S. war effort in Iraq had been dealt a setback after voters in midterm elections routed Republican incumbents and turned control of the Congress over to Democrats. Almost immediately, President George W. Bush accepted the resignation of Cheney's partner in power, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld, and offered to find common ground with critics of his administration's handling of the war. For the first time in 6.5 years, the talk in Washington was not of victory in Iraq, but of an orderly withdrawal of coalition forces. The Saudis expressed concern that their neighbor and historic rival, Iran, would take advantage of the U.S. departure to assert its regional ambitions. Saudi Arabia's ambassador to Washington, Prince Turki Al-Faisal, bluntly reminded the White House that since America came into Iraq uninvited, it should not leave Iraq.